The Devil's Advocates weekdays from 2 to 5 p.m. Sharp Elbows is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy!
Good morning. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Sharp Elbows. This is Francesca Hong.
And I'm Nadel McCoshvi, and we are joined by...
Kristen Bry from Adsgills, Wisconsin.
Is that where you are?
What?
Is that where you are right now?
In Wisconsin?
No, are you in your office?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, this morning, so we went to the Brewers game last night, which... We lost. That sucks. But Mike says hi, by the way. But Mike had a golf outing this morning. So he leaves at 9:45 to go. And he realizes that he left his car at our office. And so I'm basically still in my pajamas at the office because we have to drive to get his car so he can leave before I'm on the radio for an hour. So it's an exciting Saturday morning. But yes,
it is. The office. Come on, Brewers. Brewers are baseball, right?
Brewers are
I don't
baseball,
want to look like an Nada. Idiot on radio. No, I've had a very interesting couple of weeks because I've gotten into Milwaukee sports. And it's been crazy. And I hate that we keep losing, but I don't know.
How has it been? What was the motivating factor for you to go from sports ball and not really caring to being this invested?
The Democratic minority leader in the assembly and Dan Schaefer. They just tweet about the Bucks all the time. And I know that one of the games was during the one where Giannis hurt his knee, was during one of the budget sessions. And so Gordon Hintz's staff were like, oh yeah, he's in there yelling right now at the computer. And so it's such a cool vibe to see, Wisconsinites unite behind one common factor and something that hasn't happened for a long time. And a lot of people on my Twitter are calling me a bandwagon fan, and I'm completely fine with it. Cause it's kind of a continuation of what I already do, which is yelling at things that maybe sometimes I don't know everything about.
That's hilarious.
Do we think we're going to win? I have hope. I mean, I don't know anything about basketball, but I think we can pull it off.
They have a lot of guys who can score. It's more than just Booker and Chris Paul. They've shown that they have a lot of guys who can score. I think a lot will be said in our game on Sunday as far as how they show up at home. But they're really good. And I think for me watching it, the Suns also have a really good story. It's hard. If it's the Lakers and LeBron, or if it's even with the Nets and stuff, where it's a bunch of guys who've just won a lot and they have so much money and they're in a major city and stuff. And so the Suns have built a team in a really unique way. And Chris Paul's never, ever, despite being one of the best, has never wanted, even gone to the finals and stuff. So if they're a better team, they're a better team, and that's fine. And this has been so fun to be a part of to get this far. And if you can make it down on either Sunday or Wednesday, you absolutely should. Because if you've not experienced what it's like to be down in the Deer District during a game, it is, in all of the cities I've lived in, one of the most unique experiences I've ever had. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. And it wasn't a fight, but it was,
Oh my God.
It was on Twitter, right? And so you guys don't know how Twitter can be. And I was saying, because someone was making the point that how much money is coming into Milwaukee right now, because there's so many people down there, but because Milwaukee can't have a sales tax and the disproportion of money into the state from Milwaukee that doesn't come back to Milwaukee. And I tweeted out something that was basically this is why everything is politics. Whether you want to admit it or not, everything is political. And some guy was like, well, it's also political that they, billionaires didn't have to pay for their arena and blah, blah, blah. And and that's true. But I also so badly wanted to get at Ecto. I was at least they've given something back to the community, which is a lot more than Foxconn can say. So anyways, I Fran, you didn't barely said anything, so I'm gonna stop talking for a second.
I'm learning so much already.
There's so much to say about this series, but I love that both teams have amazing stories and amazing community fan bases. And you're absolutely right, Nada, that we have, you know, something that is uniting Wisconsin outside of cheese, which in itself is actually quite partisan, so I shouldn't say unites, but you know, rallying around a community, rallying around players who are so distinct, independent. And I mean, it's so much fun to watch this team. I will say what's been disappointing in the last two games is I feel like the Suns are just coming out so much more disciplined. And that's disheartening to watch as a fan of the Bucks. It's just like, you know, it's difficult when we're not making the shots, but it's also just like, can we, you know, can we focus a little bit more on fundamentals, watching folks not getting rebounds, watching folks, you know, have increased turnovers, and then seeing that like Chris Middleton hasn't shot a free throw yet, right? So when we talk about discipline, the fact that the Suns don't foul a ton, and it's making an impact. And so, you know, in hindsight, we're going to get more basketball, right? We're going to have, I know we're going to get to game six, possibly a game seven, but these next two games in Milwaukee are going to be super critical. And I think you're going to see more out of Jrue Holiday and Brooke Lopez. And I'm excited. And, you know, the game where Giannis got hurt, it was traumatic for everyone. But I remember being in the assembly parlor, sitting there and colleagues going by, and they were just like, Fran is despondent. Nobody talked to her. And from here on out, I will never be wearing Giannis or my Michael Red jersey into the Capitol again. That place is toxic and clearly brings bad energy to the team. So I'm not saying it was my fault.
It was.
Take some of that blame to say wearing my Bucks jerseys into the Capitol absolutely brought them bad juju, and I will not be doing it again, no matter how cute I look with the blazer and
the jersey. That's funny. So we were at a wedding this weekend in Colorado, and it was the wedding itself was on Sunday, and Saturday night, obviously we won against the Hawks, and Mike, my boyfriend, was crying. I've said this multiple times. He's like, stop saying on the radio how much I cry. And he was like, we're going out. Like my parents had gone to sleep. My brother and sister-in-law to go to sleep. He already had his jersey on, but he was like very close to wearing his jersey under his tux to like wear at the wedding. Like, I have to represent. Like, what do you want me to do? He didn't do it, but he was very close to doing it.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute. My one connection that I do have to the Suns is that I was a freshman, and I think, no, I was just a freshman in college when Frank the Tank was there. Shut up. I'm not that young anymore. I wish I was. No, Frank Kaminsky and the Final Four, I remember like being a little, you know, wide-eyed little freshman on State Street. And it was a riot, let's be honest, that Final Four celebration was a riot. But for me, that's why I feel a little, there's a little soft spot for the Suns right now.
So you were a freshman when we beat Kentucky and made it to the championship?
Yes, that was the best.
Yeah, so that was, I didn't go there. I went to the year before when we lost to Kentucky in the Final Four. So like my dad played for the Badgers. Bo Ryan, oh, cool. One of my dad's best friends. Like he grew up, like he's like an uncle. Nice. And so that was the last time I feel like I felt this invested in Wisconsin sports. Like I always love the Packers, but there's like a diff. That was those back-to-back years were like insanity of how close we got and like how good they were. And just, yeah, we were all talking about that. My family was talking about that, of like what Wisconsin sports moments feels most reminiscent of like what's happening right now. And I think both my parents agreed that like, this feels very much like how that felt with the back, like to come back the next year and beat the Kentucky was like unreal.
Yeah. You never root for you always root for the underdog, right? That makes sports so much funner. And I only know that through soccer. I mean, I've never been, and I'm going to get, I don't know, exiled for saying this, but to a UW football game, like I don't go to a hockey game. I just don't understand it, right? It's not how my brain works. But I've been to soccer games at UW. I'm Sudanese, soccer is in our blood. We've never really, you know, gotten to like a World Series, but it's like a big part of our culture. And so you know, rooting for the underdog in sports games is half the fun, right? Because it's the you know you might possibly always lose, but then that little idea that you'll pull off a game once in a while just makes it so much sweeter.
Absolutely. That's, I mean, I think that's the thing. That's a question for you, Nada. Like, do you think this experience right now, you're going to keep playing? Like, do you be like being more invested in sports? Are you going to limit it to the Bucks, or do you think you might like dabble with the Packers? Like,
we're going to Lambeau.
What's your sports trajectory?
We've already decided we're going to Lambeau this fall. Nada and I were at Hinterland a couple weeks ago, and she got to see Lambeau Field for the first time. And so we're absolutely going to a game, right, Nada?
I'm really excited to. I just worry myself because I was sitting on the couch with my brother watching the game before this one. And he's 17. He's super into all kinds of sports. He plays basketball. He's really good at it. And he was like, hey, Radish Head, can you pay attention and stop screaming at things you don't know about? Because I was like, why didn't he like foul him? And he's like, that's not how it, like, what are you talking about? So I felt like I was getting very stressed out and angry at Chris Paul and being, you know, very just stupid. And I'm like, can I do that in person? Like, I didn't realize I would be the fan that's just like aggressive, but that's exactly what I am. So I'm not sure if I'm gonna do more than basketball, but I think I'm a Bucks fan forever.
I love that.
I can tell you fandom, Wisconsin sports fandom, like the level of aggressiveness, it's a very broad spectrum. And so I think you will be welcomed and included if you feel like you're an aggressive fan. There are many levels of that. And so there
okay,
are
good.
People that, you know, you will develop kinship with. But, you know,
I mean, Chris Paul pissed me off because he was so good. And I was sitting there and I was like, look at his little ass run across the court. Sorry if we get tagged for that. And my brother was like, he's 6 foot. Like, what are you talking about? So I think I need to tone it down, but I'm really excited. I think it's like a family dynamic. And I'm definitely going to be very loud about my support in the future.
Hey, before we head to break, I was going to jump in real quick because you guys are talking about the Bucks. I've been a lifelong Bucks fan. Okay, some hope. Yeah. Some hope. Okay, 24 of 24 free throws for the Suns in Game One. That does not going to happen again. 50% from threes in Game Two, and Middleton and Holiday have shot below 40%. So come on, we're not that far off.
Totally, I completely agree. We were down 2-0 against the Nets. Granted, Kyrie got hurt, but there's definitely still hope. I mean, I always think about when the LeBron and the Cavs came back from being down 3-0 and still won that series. What was that, 2016?
2016, because I watched Game 4 while I was giving birth. So on that note, we're coming back to talk Wisconsin politics, Wisconsin sports. We've got Kristen Bry, like Fry, here on the show with us. This is Sharp Elbows with Francesca and Nada. We'll be back in a moment.